next guest that we talk to, he's a guy that has made many appearances on our radio program. We've broken down many games. Dwight Stevenson, he is a Pro Football Hall of Fame member, class of 1998. He played for the Miami Dolphins. Some will call him the best center to ever play the game. Coach Bryant called him the best player he ever coached. Dwight Stevenson joins us via the telephone, where his home is here in South Florida, and what a dream come true to see his Crimson Tide go for number 15. Dwight, welcome into our show. We're in Fort Lauderdale, but we're broadcasting back in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you.
Well, I must ask you one simple question. How do you guys put up with this warm weather in January like this? I mean, how do you tolerate this 80 degrees in January type conditions?
You know, it's just something that we get used to. I tell you, I was just up there in the middle. I was just up there in Virginia, my hometown there. And then I came back here, and it makes me appreciate it when I go away for a little while and come back to it, especially in the month of January.
Well, you know, I just don't know if you could, like, draw up a perfect weather conditions. I don't know if it could have been any better the way it was the last couple of days here in South Florida. Mr. Stevenson, we no doubt show a lot of respect to you for the credentials, and the opportunity to talk with you is no doubt a very honor to talk with you about the Crimson Tide. But we want to start out with a conversation. And you had a chance to attend practice today, and what was that like, seeing Alabama within 3 days now of playing for a national title?
No, it was really nice to be out there today, see the guys working hard and preparing and trying to get themselves ready to play a football game Monday night. I was telling someone earlier that this team has done a great job of doing things, what I feel, I guess, the right way, and doing it with class. They're a fantastic football team, but I think they also realize that they have to play each and every game. And so Monday night, they have to go out there and they're going to have to win that football game. It's not going to be given to them.
Dwight, can you remember those days as you prepared to play for a national title? Because you did that a couple of times at Alabama, and you played on some very successful teams. Can you remember 3 days out, what is it like for a player when you know that the pinnacle is waiting? You just need to take hold of it 3 days away.
You know it's there. You know that you have to prepare for the game. You can't go out there and just expect the game to automatically fall in your lap. I mean, you got to get out there, and you want to go out there and enjoy yourself, have a good time, but you have to stay focused because this is what we work for all year. I mean, we go out there, and we have the opportunity to play for the national championship. That's what we want to play for, and we don't want it to slip away. So probably about this time, we really begin to focus on what we come down to the bowl game, and that is to win the national championship.
Dwight Stevenson, NFL Hall of Fame member, no doubt an All-American at the University of Alabama, and his career speaks for itself. The credentials, 5-time Pro Bowl selection for the Miami Dolphins. And I would imagine guys like yourself and many other Alabama guys that live here in South Florida, this is a dream come true, right? I mean, for you guys to stay at home and just to travel a few miles to watch the Tide play, it doesn't get any better than this, does it?
It does not. You know, I think this is the perfect place to hold the BCS championship game every year. I really do. South Florida has great weather for it. The people are ready to come down here to give themselves a break from the winter other places. It really is a dream come true, but I think for TV also it's got to be a great matchup. I don't think they could have asked for a better matchup, and that is the University of Alabama playing Notre Dame. Both of them, I mean, Notre Dame being number one, and we're being number two right now. We're hopefully at the end of the Monday evening and whatnot late, we'll be number one. But
we can only hope so. We hope that happens.
You got it.
But it
has been a dream come true. I mean, yeah, like I said, we're right down here in South Florida. I only have to drive like 15, 20 miles to go down to the stadium, and all week I'll be hanging out with some of my former teammates and other Alabamians and that sort of thing, getting ready ourselves to watch a great football game.
And I believe there's a get-together between, I know Don McNeil and I were talking earlier this week, and I think there's a big event that you guys are having down here. Tell us more about that, because I know there's Alabama fans that are just now leaving Tuscaloosa that could probably take part in this.
You got it. This is an event that Don McNeil and, you know, kind of spearheading, but it's going to be down here, and they're going to be it's going to be at Kim Bocamper's place, but it's going to be I know there's going to be a bunch of seafood and that sort of thing. Bob Bumhaus is going to be there, and, you know, he's Mr. Restauranteur, so he's going to be preparing food and that sort of thing. But it's going to be a good time. We're going to be some former players and a lot of Alabama fans, and we're all just going to be out there having a good time the good old Alabama way.
Hey, Dwight, remind me what time that is.
You know, at the time, I'm not exactly sure. I know it's middle of the day. See, it might be 2 o'clock or something like that.
Okay, okay.
But I'm definitely going to be there. I have it on my schedule. I'm going to be there.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. We want to talk about your son playing for Notre Dame. What was that like as two programs? You knew the Alabama tradition and the history, and for him to go and play at Notre Dame. What was that like for him? And share some thoughts about your son playing for Notre Dame.
Now, I joke about it. I tell him all the time he was misguided. I'm not sure who he listened to, but anyway. But I tell you, I wanted him to go to the University of Alabama, and I think he wanted to. But I think the Notre Dame showed a real interest in him, and he really wanted to go somewhere where people were really showed an interest in him. And I think he was afraid also that people might think that, you know, that he came to Alabama. And Alabama didn't recruit him as hard, I feel, or at that time, as though they, you know, they really wanted. So he wanted to go somewhere where he felt the people really wanted him. And Notre Dame, he went up there, and he had a good time. And he enjoyed himself. And I rooted for Notre Dame, and we never did play Alabama. So I rooted for Notre Dame, but I'm an Alabama guy through and through. So
is the house divided Monday night?
Right now. My wife also went to undergrad, and I think she's even on my side on this right here. So we have a decisive edge over there. When I got Mama on my side, I think I got the majority of the vote there. So,
well, let's break this one down. As a former offensive lineman, let's go back to the Georgia game and the way that Alabama, if they want to run the football. And to watch teams struggle of trying to stop it, and you're picking up 7, 8, 9 yards a chunk, that has to be an offensive line's dream come true to watch them, those guys perform and to be able to run the football with those two monsters in the backfield and T.J. Yeldon and Eddie Lacy. Talk about the way this offensive line has performed to allow the rushing game to open up.
You know, that offensive line is something. They are one solid group. And maybe it's the best 5 offensive linemen ever put together. They're very, very strong, and they've got the accolades and, you know, awards and stuff to prove that, too. I guess they led the Southeast Conference with the least amount of sacks, and the running yardage, they've done a good job in opening up the holes. But it is a real good feeling that when you can, as offensive line, can come off the football and you're running back to, you know, at 4, 5, and 9 yards a clip. That's pretty impressive there. And you start to feel it really good. And if you can dominate a team by running the football, I mean, you can dominate it usually in the passing game. So it's very, very important to be able to run the football.
You've been a part of some great years, and you look at Alabama football in the 70s. You were a part of those championships that Alabama was able to secure in the 70s. And the final question that we want to throw to you is something that has been thrown our way is talking about the dynasty that Alabama is creating. And we had a guy that said this last night on our program and really took me a few hours to chew on it for a couple of minutes. But when you think of the best football programs, you bring up Notre Dame and you bring up Alabama and possibly USC, and you may want to even throw Michigan there. But the guy told us last night, he said if Alabama wins this game Monday night, that conversation will no longer be a valid argument. It will be Alabama as the best team, the best college football program ever. They will no longer be with sharing that title with other teams. You agree with that?
I tell you, I look at as Alabama as the best football program. I've been, like I said, my son, he played at Notre Dame, and he enjoyed himself, and they do a good job up there, but I think this is the best place in the country to play college football, and I think that we are setting ourselves even further apart with the national championships, and we will be the one, I think, that people are going to say that, you know, the tradition is there, the love for the football, I mean, all the other things, the awards and whatnot, the championships, say that, you know, we have a fine football program here and stuff. So I think the Alabama is setting the standards.
All right. I said final question. Do you have a good feeling about Monday night? Do you feel like that Alabama's going to walk out of there with a championship? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I would like to know your thoughts.
I do. I feel as though we have a good chance of winning the football game, not because Notre Dame is not a good football team. I think that Alabama goes into every game and they always prepare. I have never seen them out there on the football field and something happen that they were not prepared. Even when they fall behind, it's like they don't panic. Even when they play against Texas A&M, I mean, they work their way back and they still have a good chance of winning that football game there. Against Georgia, I mean, again, they work their way back. And other people, they don't get rattled, but they're a very, very prepared football team. And for anything that can happen out there on the football field, I just think that Monday night we'll be prepared. I think that we'll go out there. We're going to meet Notre Dame, and Notre Dame again, we're going to look at them as a fine football team. And we're going to have to go out there and execute and get after them, and hopefully we'll win that game.
No doubt about it, Dwight Stevenson, we appreciate you sharing South Florida with Alabama fans. You are so much a big part of the Crimson Tide family. Your name comes up quite often with trivia questions and different things that you're a part of in Tuscaloosa. We appreciate you sharing South Florida with us, and hopefully all of us Crimson Tide guys walk out Monday night with a smile on our face. Thanks so much, and we appreciate your time this evening.
You got it. I appreciate it. And Roll Tide.